It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, a place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region. And once again, we say hello to Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Hello, Marshall. Hello, everyone else. And it's lovely to be back with a very full program. This week, we've got a lot of dance events going on, so I've tried to mention every single one of them in the area. If you know more of them, let me know, because we'd love to list them as well. I don't know why dance has sort of shot to the top of the list today, but it's absolutely fabulous.
Well, we don't have much time, so we won't dance around the subject, and we'll get started right off the bat in Beckett.
Yep, Jacob's Pillow. Let's start off with dance. So Jacob's Pillow, starting on Wednesday, August the 15th, and of course they always run through, that's August the 19th. They are welcoming the Houston Ballet and Sonia Tay. Now, in the Ted Shawn Theatre, it's the Houston Ballet. They return for the first time in almost 40 years to the Pillow, and they've got a really tremendous series of both classic and contemporary ballets. One of my favorites is Trey McIntyre, and they're doing one of his dances, so that's good. And a couple of Pillow Commission world premieres as well on top of that. In the Doris Duke, they've got live music, which I always love with dance. It's there, and they have the Obie and Lucille Lortel award winner Sonia Tay, and she's presenting something called You'll Still Call Me By Name. It's a very emotionally charged dance symphony with live music by Joe Lumpert. And there's an indie folk duo called the Bengtsons who's going to be playing live. So that's absolutely fun. That's starting Wednesday, August the 15th, and running through Sunday.
We'll go from Beckett to Kent, Connecticut now on the 15th.
Yeah, I saw this and I thought, Marshall, you and I have got to go to this. This is a lecture at the Kent Memorial Library called How Sitting at Your Desk Affects Your Health and What to Do About It. So let's sign up to attend this. I don't think we really need to know how sitting at our desk affects us from a health point of view. We know it can't be very good, but the great thing is she's going to talk. Marion Lindert is the certified health coach and office ergonomic evaluator, who is going to also talk about this at 6:30 at the Kent Library, and she's going to tell us what to do about it. Anyway, so that's Wednesday, August the 15th at the Kent Memorial Library, starting at 6:30. Upshaw, talking about how sitting at your desk really affects your health and what to do about it.
Stand. Okay, let's go.
You can go to all the events that I'm talking about today and you won't have any time at your desk.
All right, I will go to Great Barrington, the live from the Guthrie Center.
Yes, we don't talk about the Guthrie Center, but also on that Wednesday, August the 15th, they are having an event called Live from the Guthrie Center, Talking Guthrie. So this week, Arlo Guthrie is welcoming a series of special guests for an evening of music, discussion, and audience Q&A, and it's all going to be filmed for broadcast. So the evening will feature Abe, Kathy, Annie, and Sarah Lee Guthrie, as well as, Arlo. And they're going to be talking about their independent projects, but they all the Guthrie to enjoy playing together as the Guthrie family as well. So they'll be doing that. And I thought it was a really fun idea that the attendees will be getting a chance to ask some questions, and it will all be filmed as well. So that's in the Guthrie Center in Great Barrington, Wednesday, August the 15th at 7:30 in the evening. And I bet you'll have to get tickets in advance. It's going to be really packed.
On the 16th, let's head to Dalton, Massachusetts.
On the 16th of August through the Sunday, the 19th, the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts, is holding a festival called the 413 Heart Music and Arts Festival. Now, this is the third year of the festival, and they try and bring dance, music, arts, films to the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And the Stationery Factory, just for a second as an aside, is really going great guns. It's getting into its stride beautiful at the moment. So there's a lot going on. So Thursday night sees the Albany Ballet Company perform. There's going to be a film there as well. On Friday night, there's going to be a local favorite, Johnny Iron, performing some music. It's all in celebration, by the way, of the release of his new album, which is called Driving Friend. And that will be really popular because he's really well known around here in the Berkshires. In addition, there are all sorts of other events, including a juried art show. So do check out their website for details. And as I say, it all starts on Thursday, August the 16th, and runs through Sunday.
Let's go to Washington, Connecticut on the 16th. Summer Garden Abundance.
Yes, yes, yes. The Gunn Memorial Library is holding this lecture, which I think is going to be lovely because you've got Anne Hodgman, who is a cookbook author, and she's joining forces with Robin Hirschfield, who's the owner of the new Preston Provisions. And they are going to be talking about some of the end of summer recipes, which they hope will give a fresh perspective on what to do with the overabundance. The problem is at this time of year, it's beginning to become so much produce from the garden. I just don't know what to do with it all. So they've got some great ideas on doing that. That's the lecture at the on Thursday, August the 16th, at the Gunn Memorial Library. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Let's go to Germantown, New York on the 16th. Harmonies on the Hudson.
Yeah, yeah. And this sounds really fun because Harmonies on the Hudson at the Claremont State Historic Site on Thursday the 16th presents Peter Livingston Holsapple. Now, he was the singer-songwriter of the really well-known 1980s jangle pop band called the DBs. But then I think he became more of a well-known because of, he was in the Americana supergroup Continental Drifters. Anyway, he's going to be performing on the lawn at the Claremont State Historic Site. And the interesting thing is that Peter actually is a descendant of Claremont's Livingstone family as well. So it's coming home. And remember that on Thursday evenings this summer, the Claremonts are having all of these Harmonies on Hudson events, and it's a free outdoor concert series, and they really encourage people to come to sit on the lawn, bring your own blanket, your chairs, and a picnic. Children are welcome, and the concerts all begin at 6 o'clock. And this one, as I say, is on Thursday, August the 16th, starting at 6 o'clock there at the Claremont State Historic Site.
In Germantown, New York, let's go to Egremont, Massachusetts on the 16th.
Yeah, we're all over the place here. So the this one is at the barn at Egremont Village Inn. They're having an evening of stand-up with Ophira Eisenberg. Now, many people will know of Ophira because she is the host of the NPR and WNYC's weekly sort of trivia, puzzle, and game show called Ask Me Another. Well, apparently, she's also a stand-up comedian. She's going to be presenting an evening of storytelling and stand-up comedy at the barn at Egremont Village Inn in Egremont. That starts at 8 o'clock this Thursday, August the 16th.
We will then move on to Lenox, Massachusetts on the 17th for Touchstones.
Yes. Yeah. This is so Friday, August 17th, but it's at 11 o'clock in the morning. This is a really popular series that the Mount has presented the last few years. It's called Touchstones, Conversations at the Mount. And what they do is they get a journalist or a cultural critic or a well-known personality to interview usually a well-known author. And this week it's the journalist and cultural critic Kate Bollick. And she's returning and having really, they often are intimate conversations. So she's going to have a quiet conversation with Purachista Krakpur, who is the author of Suns and Other Flammable Objects. You might know that one. And she's just published a new memoir called Sick. So it's at the Mount in Lenox, 11 o'clock on Friday, August the 17th. And again, this is going to be a popular event, so you will probably want to try and book early or at least or get there early because it will be a sold-out and really popular event.
Then on the 17th, we can dance over to Chatham, New York.
Yep, another dance event. So PS21 in Chatham, New York is right in the middle of its whole Chatham Dance Fest. And starting on Friday and also on Saturday, August the 18th, they are welcoming the Dustin Tynek Dance Theatre. They're presenting two new works, Middle Game and Romanesco Suite. They are a New York-based contemporary modern dance company. It's about 10 years old, and it really will be flinging itself into a fantastic dance event, as I say, at PS21.
All right, on the 17th, Berkshire South has their annual gala, and Smitty Pignatelli will be the honoree.
He's everywhere, this man. Yes, the Massachusetts State Representative, William Smitty Pignatelli, is going to be honored with the Edwin A. Jaffe Award for his support of educational, cultural, and business and social activities in the community. It's all being done at the Berkshire South Annual Gala at the Berkshire South Regional Community Center on Friday. It starts at 5:30 in the evening. I know a lot of people do go to Berkshire South and support it because it really provides a lot of things for the community, both cultural and also workout facilities and a swimming pool. The evening starts with cocktails. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be Italian family style dinner, which is all provided by Soma Catering. And, of course, you'll get to see Smitty Pignatelli as well. That starts at 5:30, Friday, August the 17th, as I say, at Berkshire South in Great Barrington.
On the 17th through the 19th, there's more dance in Hudson, New York.
Yep. Get yourself to Hudson Hall for John Jasper's dance. Now, the Lumber Yard, which is this great new dance facility, which is going to be officially working with Hudson Hall to present Hinterland. It's a new work by John Jasper's, who's been described by the New York Times as both, but it's really confusing because they're both describing him as dryly sophisticated and cerebral. And then they say he's deeply silly and moving and smart. So sit back and watch this dance. They have a specially commissioned score for this event. As I say, it's all at Hudson Hall on Friday through Sunday. That's Friday the 17th through Sunday the 19th coming up. So check out their website for all the details.
On the 17th in Red Hook, New York, the Hot Sardines. This is the Spiegel Tent.
Yeah. This is the Bard Summerscape events, which are as you say, at the Spiegel Tent. And really, it's rather sad because the Jazz Darlings, the Hot Sardines, are there to host a dance party. Great. But it's to close out their summer season. I can't believe the summer season is already coming to an end in some places. Anyway, the Hot Sardines are an ensemble who are great at doing works that you would probably have heard in New York speakeasies or in Parisian cabarets or New Orleans jazz halls. They are great fun to dance to, so it's going to be a great fun dance party to end the summer or end the Spiegel Tent season there at Bard on Friday, August the 17th.
The 18th and the 19th in Stockbridge, it's the Summer Arts and Crafts Show.
Yeah, really popular. Just I'll briefly say it because a lot of people will know. They take over Stockbridge High Street or Main Street, as it were, and it's a big summer arts and crafts show both on Saturday and Sunday. They have more than 80 jury-selected artists and artisans throughout the town. They sell ceramics, fibers, glass, metal, woods, all sorts of other things, jewelry. There's lots of gourmet food there as well, so and all sorts of other activities. On Saturday, it starts at 10, runs till 5. On Sundays, at 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
This has turned into a very big event and a nice fundraiser on August 18th in Great Barrington, the Berkshire Bike and Fly.
This is a great fun event, and as you say, it is really fun. So this Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Great Barrington Airport, they're holding their 8th annual Bike and Fly. And it begins early, and you don't have to get there that early unless you're a bike rider, because they start with a whole series of bike rides. They're varying lengths, so You can, if you want to ride your bike, and you can sign up and do that. And these are bike rides throughout the Berkshires, so they have different lengths, as I say. That's all followed for the bike riders and for the spectators with a big pancake breakfast. But then the day also includes all sorts of great events. Like there's a mountain bike demonstration by the record holder Jeff Lenowski. There's going to be scenic airplane, helicopter, and balloon rides. So there's something for everyone there. There's going to be a big car show. Of course, lots of food. All sorts of other vendors will be there. There are going to be pony and donkey rides for those who want it. Live music, of course, throughout the day. Games, raffles. This year, I don't know whether they had this in the past, but this year they're making a big deal of the fact that there's a dunk tank for local celebrities as well. So go along and get a chance to dunk your local celebrity as well. As I say, you're going to have to check out Berkshire Bike and Fly on the web for all the details. And it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, August the 18th.
Some more dance now on the 18th in Tivoli, New York.
Yeah, the Katzbahn International Dance Center is holding a program called Extreme Ballet Showcase at Katzbahn. And the Katzbahn Summer season is also coming to a close. They're holding this showcase performance by their student dancers. Each summer, about 120 ballet students from all over the U.S., attend this program, and it provides daily training and coaching by an internationally renowned faculty of artistic directors. This performance obviously features these ballet dancers who come from all across the country. Actually, this year they have some international dancers as well. I think some from as far away as the Philippines. So it's going to be a really fun event. It starts at 12 o'clock in the on Saturday morning. So get there. If you love dance, there's a lot to see. And check out the website for all of the details.
Well, one of our friends is going to be very busy on the 18th, and that is the Columbia County Open Garden Day. And you can tour the gardens of none other than Margaret Roach.
Yes, in Copaic Falls. So check out the website for all the details. It's the Garden Conservancy's Open Days program in Columbia County that you need to check out. Is as you say, Margaret Roach's lovely garden is, which I've been to in Copaic, is just wonderful. That's on the list. And she then Broken Arrow Nursery onto site. They bring up sort of like pop-up plant sale as well. So you can get some plants there. And then you can also tour the garden of Linda B. Horn in Spencertown. And then you can stay. There's a talk which they call the Digging Deeper Talk. And this week it's entitled A Meadow Restoration Through the Seasons. And they're talking about high summer, and that's with Horn and Heather Grimes. That's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's at the Linda Horn's garden in Spencertown. So the event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. They run all day till about 5 o'clock in the evening. Check out the Columbia County Open Garden Day website for all the details and locations as well.
An event that runs the 18th through the 26th in Kent, Connecticut, and Washington, Connecticut, River Body Dance Performance.
All this, it looks spectacular, Marshall. It's, amazing, actually, I would say. The Paula Hoser Jones Performance Works present what they're calling an interdisciplinary dance performance, and it takes place in the Housatonic and Shepard Rivers, both on August the 18th and 19th. That's at the North Kent Road in Kent, Connecticut. And then the following weekend, August the 25th and 26th, at the Steep Rock Preserve on Tunnel Road in Washington, Connecticut. And literally, this is a dance performance in the water. And the whole idea is to express the immediate ways in which our bodies and the body of water are connected. I saw it on their website. It looks absolutely spectacular. It's called River Body. Again, you can get there to their website. Of course, you can always check the details via Rural Intelligence, and we'll have a link on our website to their all the details of it. So check out Rural Intelligence for that.
All right, on the 18th, we can head to Livingston, New York, in search of a unicorn.
Yep. Now, this, again, is also really wild. So the public is invited to visit Bruno Pasquier-Devine's farmhouse and gallery in Livingston, New York, for what they're calling a unicorn party. And the interesting thing is that there are over 1,000 artworks on display in this house, and everything is for sale, including the home itself. Bruno Pasquier-Devine is a well-known artist, and he is now getting to an age where he can't travel back and forth to Livingston, New York. He's actually in France, and he's decided to put everything for sale. He's working with Hudson Hall to do this. On Saturday, August the 18th, the house is completely open for people to come and visit. We've written it all up as a full story in Rural Intelligence this week. It's our main story. It really is an amazing event going to be going on. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the Friends of Hudson Hall. But then after 2 o'clock, from 2 to 5, the house will be open and it will be a public sale. I think it's going to be pretty amazing. So if you want to see a sort of a living work of art, do get over to Livingston, New York for the unicorn party of Bruno Pasquier-Devine.
Hey, Jesse Sheehan is coming back to Connecticut to Baker Talks on the 18th at the Sharon Historical Society.
That's it. 4 o'clock on August the 18th. Jesse Sheehan will be discussing her new cookbook. She's really not just a writer, but she's a recipe developer. And the new cookbook is called The Village Baker, and it's a collection of vintage recipe pamphlets and how she sort of used it to inspire her for this latest book. So that's at 4 o'clock in Sharon, Connecticut, at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum.
We will move on to Kent, Connecticut. Kent Presents.
Yep, it's a sold-out event. We won't talk about it very long, but I just wanted to point out that Kent Presents is on this weekend, over this weekend of the 18th. So if you're wandering around Kent, you're likely to see 75 Nobel laureates, cabinet members, Pulitzer Prize winner, diplomats, cultural and scientific giants will be there. They all take part in this event called Kent Presents, where they have 45 sessions on key global, national, social issues. Lots of well-known speakers will be there. You can find out much more about the events and the founders of Kent Presents on Rural Intelligence this week, because we have a little story in our Rural We section about the two founders of Kent Presents, which is really interesting.
All right, on the 18th, let's go to Ghent, New York, the Art School of Columbia County Summer Fundraiser.
Yeah, this is something we don't talk about very much, but the Art School of Columbia County is having a little capital campaign. It needs to raise $20,000 to secure the gift of a historic 1800 structure and the surrounding lands. And the funds will be used for helping its maintenance needs, which is really important, because having a permanent home will allow the ASCC to really develop this into an exhibit and teaching space, as well as to conserve the landscape around the area, which is really historic. And on top of that, they're going to provide a whole series of new programming on-site, by the way, for children's programs. So it's going to be a wonderful event. It's a fundraiser, so you're going to get a chance to enjoy wine and beer and refreshments. At the Hudson Chatham Winery, you get to have a tour of the wineries, see a vineyard as well, and drop in. There's going to be a landscape drawing class where you can join in with that as well. So there's a lot of things going on, and it's all for a really good cause. As I say, for the Art School of Columbia County. It's at the Hudson Chatham Winery starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday the 18th.
Let's move on to Chatham, New York, Farm to Bar, the Chatham fundraiser.
Yeah, this is another little fundraiser, again, for a really good cause. It's Gallery at Chatham. They're bringing in a whole series of local vendors and wines and beer, craft beers and artisanal food. It's going to be a raffle. And it's all for the Gallery at Chatham, which is a non-profit, taking no commissions from artists gallery. And so this fundraiser is really to offset the gallery costs and artist promotions. So a great little cause. It's in it's actually at the gallery at Chatham on Saturday at 5 o'clock in the evening. So if you want to support some local artists, this is a lovely way of.
On the 18th, let's shake it up and go to the Shaker Museum.
Whoa, shake it indeed. Couple of events in New Lebanon. And this is the New Lebanon Shaker Museum, and they are holding their big Mount Lebanon Gala. And this year, they're honoring a couple of Shaker scholars, Jerry Van Grant and Sharon Duane Kumler. It's a big cocktail reception, and then they hold inside the vault of the barn, which is an amazing big Shaker barn. And then it's followed by a dinner catered by the farmer's wife of Ancrondale in New York. So that's in the evening. To check out their website to get your tickets on that. And then just down the street before Marshall, you just ought to be aware there's another Tannery Pond concert going on. This is with the Oma Quartet, and they're accompanied by the accordionist Hang Ji Wang. And the Oma Quartet is really worthwhile mentioning because they won the first prize at the 2017 Young Concert Artist International Auditions. They also hold the Helen F. Whitaker Chamber Music Chair of YCA. So they really are chamber orchestra stars. They're performing with this young star who plays the classical accordion, Hang Ji Wang. Anyway, that's at the Tannery Pond Concerts in New Lebanon, and that's at 8 o'clock on August the 18th as well.
And we will now move on to Williamstown.
Now, and we'll move on to Sunday, actually, because Williamstown, I saw this, it sounds just great if you're in and around town. They are having a traditional historical museum heyday fair. It's old-fashioned. It's a small town country fair with all sorts of traditional and colonial games for all sorts of ages. There's going to be craft demonstrations. There's food, obviously. There's a petting zoo, a silent auction. And it's all to support the Williamstown Historical Museum. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, August the 19th, and runs till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's just a lovely local event.
And we've got on the 19th at the Memorial Concert with Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the big concerts at Tanglewood. Yo-Yo Ma is really beloved. It's a local boy as well because he has a house in the area. He's going to be joining Andreas Nelsons for Copeland, Bernstein, Williams, and Bartok at the annual Leonard Bernstein Memorial Concert. It's a big year for Leonard Bernstein this year, as we know that. Celebrating a lot at Tanglewood, and this is going to be really popular. This concert starts at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, and get your tickets early.
And we can wrap things up. Poughkeepsie Jazz in the Valley.
Yeah, where Reyes Park is the location for Jazz in the Valley on starting at 12 o'clock noon on Sunday, August the 19th. This is the 18th annual Jazz in the Valley, and there are a whole series of performances alongside the Hudson River, so it's beautiful, and just by the walkway over the Hudson, they're going to have Rennie Marie, who's singing. There's Joanne Brackeen, the pianist, the trumpeter Eddie Henson. They're going to have saxophonists Javon Jackson and Harold and Donald Harrison are going to be there. A whole series of other people headlining and playing a great afternoon in Moreas Park in Poughkeepsie on Sunday, August the 19th. So enjoy some jazz as well.
All right, I want you to go home and rest now, because this has been a very, 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 very busy show.
We're keeping people on their toes.
Okay. RuralIntelligence.com is the location. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely, Marshall. I look forward to it if I'm not too exhausted.